Story number one. I never believed in the idea of a glitch in the matrix until I experienced it myself. It happened to me when I visited Manila, and it was the scariest thing I've ever encountered. This incident superseded when I was mugged and robbed during my visit in one of the slums of one of the Southeast Asian neighbors of the Philippines. This happened during the initial month when the Philippines opened its tourism to foreigners like me from its long break because of the pandemic. It was a typical day in one of the streets of Main Manila, and I was walking down the street to shoot some videos while eating some local street food, when I felt like I was transported to a different dimension. The sky turned dark and the air became thick with an eerie silence. The people around me froze in their tracks, like they were pausing time. I did try to move, but I couldn't. Like I was stuck in a video game and someone had hit the pause button. I looked around and everything was glitching. The buildings were flickering and the street lights were flashing on and off. And then I heard a voice. It was a woman's voice. And she whispered,
"You're not supposed to be here."
I turned around, but no one was there. I felt a chill run down my spine. Suddenly, the glitch stopped and everything went back to normal. The people around me resumed their activities and the sky returned to its bright blue color. I did try to shake off the feeling, but I could not forget what I just had experienced. From that day on, I also wondered, what would have happened if the glitch didn't stop? Would I have been stuck in that dimension forever? Or worse, would I have ceased to exist? I never found out the answer, but the memory of that glitch still haunts me to this day. Story number two. I was working the night shift at a call center located in one of the business districts here in Manila when I received a call from a customer in the United States. It started off like any other call, but then things started to get strange. The customer's voice started to glitch, and I could hear strange noises in the background. Suddenly, the call dropped, and I was left staring at my computer screen in confusion. But then, the phone rang again.
Hello?
I answered, but this time, it wasn't the same customer. Instead, it was a voice I didn't recognize. The voice was distorted, like it was coming from another dimension.
"Who are you?"
I asked, feeling a chill run down my spine.
"I am you,"
the voice replied,
"but not in this universe."
I didn't know what to say. Was this some kind of prank call? Or is the caller pretending to be me, stating facts? The voice continued,
"I need your help. In my universe, everything is falling apart. The world is ending, but I believe there's a way to fix it. And I think you are the key."
I didn't know what to make of it, but I couldn't shake the feeling that this was real. I listened as the voice explained what I needed to do. It involved a complex set of instructions that made no sense to me, but I followed them anyway. And suddenly, the glitch stopped. The voice disappeared, and I was left alone in the call center. I never found out what happened to the other universe, but I couldn't help but wonder if I had saved an entire world. And I couldn't shake the feeling that somewhere out there, another version of me was living a completely different life. Story number 3. It was a typical Tuesday afternoon as I rode a passenger jeepney. I'm on my way home from work when suddenly a man wielding a gun entered the jeepney and demanded everyone's valuables. The passengers were terrified as the robber went from one person to another, collecting our phones and other valuables. But then, something strange happened. The robber suddenly froze in place and looked confused. He dropped his gun and muttered to himself,
Why am I here? What am I doing?
The passengers were stunned by the sudden change in the robber's behavior. They cautiously approached him, and one of them managed to grab the gun. But instead of handing it over to the authorities, he took matters into his own hands and shot the robber in the leg. The incident made the news, and I couldn't shake off the feeling that something was off about the whole situation. It was as if the universe glitched, and the robber's memory was wiped clean. I couldn't help but wonder if there was more to the story, or if it was just a freak occurrence. Either way, it was a chilling reminder that anything can happen in this world, and sometimes reality can be stranger than fiction.